Interview with Linda Chandler and Meg Bakke, 1994. Okay, let's start out with when you were born.
Okay. Well, I was born in Carrollton, Georgia.
Okay.
And believe it or not, my daddy was already in education then, so mm-hmm. that's, I guess that's where I started getting my background. He was a superintendent in Carrollton, Georgia. And I think I lived there about 3 years, and then we moved to Reform, Alabama, which is in north, real north part of Alabama, mm-hmm. in Millport, Alabama. And my daddy was principal at both schools there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved back to his, where he went to high school in Crossville, which is in DeKalb County, not too far from here, mm-hmm. when I was in third grade.
So you moved a lot from the age of when you
yeah,
were born to
right.
when you were in school.
But then okay. after that, we've been right around here.
Okay. What year was it you were born?
1944.
Okay.
I mean, you can tell how old I am now.
I'm not gonna figure it out.
Oh, it's awful.
Okay.
They hit the big one this year.
Okay. So your father was always active in the school, superintendent and
right.
principals. What about your mother? Did she work?
That was one thing. My mother was a teacher also.
Oh, okay.
But I guess that's why maybe I'm as independent as I am. My mother died when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
And I had a little sister, and she was three. So she was only 32 years old when she died, but she was a school teacher also. And I think maybe that having to take care of myself for a while, take care of my little sister, and
mm-hmm.
comb her hair and get us dressed and keep the house and do things, maybe a little bit more independent than
mm-hmm.
most people would be. But she's in education. Everybody, she's from Heflin, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
All of her sisters are educators. And my granddaddy on her side was a superintendent of Heflin. My grandmother was even worked in the lunchroom. So everybody on the Jones side of the family is what she was in the field of education. So I guess I get it.
So,
naturally.
So your father, what about his brother?
Now his brother and sister, none of them were teachers. Now we do have cousins that are a lot of several in the field of teaching, but his brother was a banker, one worked at Redstone Arsenal, and his sister never worked.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the only one in education.
Did your father get remarried?
He did remarry about 2 or 3 years after, and she was a teacher also. And my sister, which is 5 years younger than I am, she's been teaching for 19 years, and I've been teaching for 27 years. So, and my husband's a teacher. My daughter is a teacher.
So it's staying
and
in the family.
It's in the family.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay, so you definitely had a lot of emphasis on education.
Right.
There was never, was there ever, well, there was only two girls in your family, so
right.
it was never, you never had the problem of more emphasis towards a brother for him to be an educator than for
no,
you to work.
And really, I don't know that. I just went to so many school functions with my daddy, and it was around school teachers so much. I really never thought about it, and I don't think my daddy ever pushed me into education, because I always said, oh, I'll never be a teacher. I'll never
oh,
be a teacher, you know.
You're not going to be like everybody else.
Now, you know, gosh, I've been around school just like preacher's son said, I'll never go to church again. I said, oh, well, no, I'm tired of being in schools. I'll never be a teacher. But then it just, I don't know, maybe it was because I, in some of the church functions, in maybe Bible school and things where I was a little, kind of like a teacher, I enjoyed it so much
mm-hmm.
that I thought, well, you know, there's really more to this teaching than a lot, you know, satisfaction you get from it. And I think that's maybe why I decided, well, that's what I really want to do.
Okay, so you probably knew before you graduated from high school that you
that's
were going to continue
right.
into
but
college.
But I just really didn't, I knew, and he never really said, it's just kind of assumed you're going to college.
Right.
You
know? Oh, okay, well, that's interesting, because
yeah.
at that time period, it wasn't really
right.
assumed.
And I just really did, he had been to Jacksonville, but
oh.
he had also, and he had even taught some over here. It was during the war years when they had a lot, you know, they,
mm-hmm.
a lot of teachers. He really, I'm not sure he had his, even had finished his master's degree, but he did teach at Jacksonville State for back in the, I'm not sure what, when it was.
I'll right find out.
I'll find out.
Okay.
He was a teacher here.
Okay.
And
so basically it was
Ernest Stone, you know, that was one of the presidents here.
Mm-hmm.
He was a principal at Crossville High School, where my daddy was later came as a high school principal. So Stone had and Dr. Montgomery, that used to be the vice president here, he even spoke at one of the graduations at Crossville High School. So, you know, I've been around educators so long, I just kind of just assumed I'd go to college. I had thought about the University of Alabama, but then I think it's only because the football traditions and everybody, you know, like in this state, where are you going to go, Auburn, Alabama? Well, when I got right down to it and when I saw what was offered and that this kind of close-knit college, I didn't want to go off to a big place like that. And I just, and Jackson just seemed to answer my needs.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it so much better. Went to graduate school, Alabama.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, when you first came to school here, what was it like to be a woman going to school? I mean, yeah, I'm sure there were restrictions that I couldn't understand. What was it like as far as what you could do, what you couldn't do, what kind of classes were offered
right.
for you?
I don't think at that time any of the women were in any of the military science courses.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, and, you know, they...
Were you...
I don't know
how about math
others.
And general math and sciences were always
those
open.
Were always mixed. But now, there were a lot of more restrictions. When I look back, I think, and I tell some of you students, and it's hard to believe, that few years ago, that there were a lot... The dress codes were a lot different for women. We could not go into any major building with shorts or pants. We had to put a raincoat on. Men could wear shorts and things in buildings, but women couldn't. Dormitories all had sign-ins and sign-outs for girls. And during the week, you had to be in at 10. Even on weekends, you had to sign in, sign out everywhere you went. Nobody could be on the floors of the hall. Still, boys' dorms had no restrictions, no time, no quiet hours. I think they maybe had what they called quiet hours, but my husband lived in one. He said it weren't that quiet to him, but over in the one I lived in, nobody played the radio or did anything between on quiet hours. So it was a lot stricter for the girls.
When you went to, well, being you're an education major, I'm assuming that it was probably a lot more women in the education. Like now there's more men in the education and more women maybe in the sciences and the math.
That's right.
So did you have a majority of women in your classes?
In fact, and because I can think of no male students in any of our, especially in any, a male in the home economics department was just unheard of.
Okay. Well, how about when you took, like, general courses, if you went and took, like, a beginning math? Was there less women than there were men?
Well, I was, yes. And I had, at the time, I got a degree, a B.S. in home education. We had a minor in science. So I did have to take about three chemistries and some bacteriologies and biochemistry and physics. They were majority boys in those places.
Did you, in remembering back, how did it feel? I mean, were you treated any differently? Did they actually like coddle you to help you along, thinking that maybe you couldn't handle it, or did they expect more from you because they may not?
I really don't believe they treated you maybe any different. But one thing I think was because a couple of the chemistry teachers I had were women chemistry teachers.
Oh, for that matter.
And the physics teacher. I will say that, though, the physics class would have been looked down upon if we were mixed in. In that class, it was all girls because they were all taught to the home economics students.
Oh, okay.
And we weren't mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
But in the chemistries, maybe it was because the two chemistry teachers I had were both female chemistry teachers.
Mm-hmm. So you probably felt more comfortable
being
there.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd never felt as, because I wasn't a chemistry major. But that's another thing. I'm sure it wasn't because I probably was female. But it seemed like they were, the lab teachers and everything, always seemed to take a little more time with the people that were chemistry majors. And I'm sure that's probably, I don't think it was because I was male or female. It was just my major.
Okay. All right. So you got your degree and you started teaching high school?
I started. It was here at Jacksonville years ago. We ended our semesters in January. Okay. So we'd come back after Christmas and have 3 weeks and graduate. Well, I graduated on Friday night, started teaching on Monday morning.
Oh, really? What year was that, Jimmy?
This was 1965.
Okay. And you got a job right away.
I had a job. But I'd, in fact, the previous semester, the teacher that left, it was at Plainview High School. And it's in Waynesboro, Alabama, up in northeast Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher left on maternity leave, but she left in November. Well, see, I didn't graduate till January, but I went up and interviewed for the job, and lucky, I don't know how, but the principal did want me for the job, so they hired a substitute that filled in from November till I could come in January. And on top of all of this, of course, I got married during Christmas.
Oh, really?
Also, during that fall semester, I was doing my student teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to move my things in that house up there so that when I graduated Friday night, we could just go up there and live and get up. So while I did move a few things, I would come to class here at Jacksonville. I would go up and do some observing up at Rainsville, which was mm-hmm. 2-3 hour drive. So I stayed on the road and
mm-hmm.
But it was all worth it because then when I went and observed and met the classes some before so I didn't just walk in on Monday morning to that they had a strange teacher. So
mm-hmm.
I did use part of my student teaching experiences. I went up there.
Mm-hmm. How long did you teach there?
I taught there half a year. So just finished that year.
Okay.
Then we moved to Gadsden.
Oh, so you moved to Gadsden
that
long ago. Okay. So that would be what was in
That would have been the fall of 64. That I started teaching at Glencoe.
Okay.
Good. Or it might have been 66. I guess it was.
65, that's
65.
Right.
Then I taught there 3 years.
Okay.
So maybe about 59, I guess. Oh, I taught high school, home ec at Glencoe High School. Then I had my daughter, and she was, because she was born in September of 69, I stayed out for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then at all the time, every summer, my husband and I, all these years that we, the first year, this is what was so unusual. I guess when you're out of school and you'll feel the same way when you graduate, I never want to ever take another course. So I know when I graduated, there were several teachers at Plainview that were taking graduate courses at the time. They said, oh, come on, take a graduate course. Mm-hmm. And I said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't the very next year when I came to Glencoe. All of my fellow teachers, young teachers, were all taking graduate classes, and we just happened to have a university extension center in Gadsden, so
mm-hmm.
it made it easier. Available for us tonight to work in the daytime and take graduate courses.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and started graduate school, and so those next 3 years, my husband and I would go to the university campus and live in the summer down there in apartments.
So
and
you
go to graduate school.
Oh, okay.
And
but
so
did you go during the year also at night?
And go in the year at night.
And that started to be in 66
mm-hmm.
then. After so your daughter would be a year old when you started going.
Right. So okay. I already had my master's degree before she was born. And
she
was born in 69, and I got really finished up. I had was going.
Okay.
So I got it. I guess.
So you got your master's before she was born.
I was, in fact, the last summer before I got my master's, she was born in September. I was 8 months pregnant down there that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I finished it that summer. Because the next summer we went back again, and she was a year mm-hmm. old. And I raised her for 2 classes. My husband was not through, so he wanted me to go on with him, and we'd go. And I said, well, okay, I'll start on some beyond my master's. I'll take some more courses. But I raised her for 2 that were just too time consuming, and she was just a little bit of baby, and I thought this is more important to be with her. So
right.
That summer I just stayed down there with my husband. And but ever since then, I would take courses, and I've got, I guess right now, I've got a master's, and I've got about 33 hours of love. I've got about 60 hours of love.
What does it take for it?
Great.
What does it take
for it? Would really, if I had applied and take about 30 more hours and some of it would be dissertation work. I could get a doctor's degree.
Right.
Doctors. But it's so around to do it in the area of textiles. It was just so hard at the time to leave Tammy when she was small and go. Mm-hmm. I would have to go off. There's no place close. So.